们众人的父，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our Heavenly Father, the Father of all, we praise you and thank you.
感谢您赏赐给我们一个凉爽安静的夜晚。
We thank you for giving us this cool and quiet evening.
我们也存着一个感谢渴慕的心，一起聚集在这里。
And with a thanksgiving heart and also a thirsty heart, we gather here to worship you.
我们感谢您，总是要将我们人生最好的礼物来送给我们。
We give thanks to you because you always give us the best in our life.
我们感谢您总是将人生最重要的礼物来送给我们。
We also thank you for you have given us the most important gift of our life.
因为我们从这本圣经，我们要得着真理。
Because from this Bible, we should receive the truth.
真理要让我们得着永生的智慧。
And the truth will give us the wisdom of eternal life.
我们认识复活的主耶稣就是人类独一的救主。
And to come to know the resurrected Lord Jesus, that He is the Savior of all mankind.
这是因为你所赏赐给我们的圣灵以及圣灵的工作。
And this is due to the Holy Spirit that He has given us, that the Holy Spirit worked in all of us.
圣灵的工作来帮助我们认识主耶稣，您就是我们人类唯一的希望。
The work of the Holy Spirit will help us to understand that Lord Jesus, you are the only hope we have in this world.
借着圣灵也来见证我们成是您的儿女。
Also through the Holy Spirit, we have been witness that we are the children of God.
天上的真神，我们也感谢您总是愿意将您的爱来充满我们。
Our Lord in heaven, we also thank you to show us that you always show us your great love.
让我们在这多有挫折的生活当中，能够常常借着你的爱来得着安慰，得着力量。
In our lives that is full of frustration, that through your love, we may be comforted, that we may be glad.
所以我们恳求您，是给我们一个安静聆听追求的心。
So Lord, we ask you to grant us a peaceful and a quiet heart, that will listen.
愿你的恩惠怜悯充满在我们每一个人的身上。
And may your grace and mercy be filled in every one of our hearts.
愿您大大的祝福我们今天晚上的这一场布道聚会。
And may you, Lord, bless this evening evangelical service greatly.
愿您垂听成全我们在这里我们这样的祷告祈求。
And may you listen to our prayer and fulfill our requests.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all glory, honor, and praise be unto you.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在今天晚上的正道之前，我们先请尔湾教会青年诗班在这里献诗赞美神。
Prior to our integral service, I'd like to invite the Irvine Youth Choir, to offer us hymns, in praise of God.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify here.
奉主圣名，在这边做见证。
First, we'd like to welcome our friends and our brother and sister coming to attend our first night of our evangelical service.
首先来欢迎我们的朋友还有弟兄姐妹，能够来参加我们第一晚的布道会。
Today, I'd like to use this topic, God's Word is Absolute, for our mutual encouragement.
今天晚上想用这个题目，就是神的话是绝对的，来做我们勉励。
This book on my hand, is the Bible.
那这个在我手中的这一本书就是圣经。
This Bible is being translated to the most languages.
那这本圣经也是被翻译成最多语言的一本书。
This Bible is being read by many people in this world.
这一本书也被很多很多的人在这个世界上阅读。
This Bible has been published, number one bestseller throughout the history.
那这一本圣经也是最畅销的一本书。
How come there are so many people are reading Bible?
为什么会有这么多的人要来读圣经？
Because many people have found God's word to be absolute.
因为很多人认为神的话是绝对的。
So what is absolute?
那什么是绝对的呢？
In this world, we see hardly anything is absolute.
在这个世界上，我们可以看到很少事情是绝对的。
Sometimes we say something, but we lack the power to do it.
我们会说一些话，但是我们没有能力去做那些事。
Sometimes we make certain decisions, but it's only within our house or within our neighborhood, but it cannot go beyond next country.
有时候我们有办法做一些决定，但是只是在我们家里，还是在我们的附近的社区，并没有办法达到其他的地方。
Sometimes what we said throughout times has been proven wrong.
有时候我们所讲的话，经过时间的考验，就变成错的。
So let's examine, what.How come Bible is absolute?
所以我们来查考一下为什么圣经是绝对的。
And what is absolute?
那什么是绝对的呢？
Please turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们做翻开创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3.
创世纪第一章第三节。神说要有光就有光。
Verse 4.
第四节，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
Let's jump to verse 6.
我们读第六节，神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。
Let's jump to verse 9.
第九节，神说天下的水要聚集在一处，使旱地露出来，这事便这样成了。
God created the whole world in six days.
神用六天创造天地。
And he record every day God say something.
那这边记载的说每一天神说一些事情。
And whatever God said, let it be, so it be it.
神若说要有，就有了。
And Bible describe that God created something from nothing.
那圣经告诉我们说神是从无中创出有来。
This is not magic. This is not a trick.
这个不是魔术，这个也不是造出来，不是变出来的。
But it really shows God has this power to make whatever He said to become true.
但是是来告诉我们，神有能力能够来实行他所说的一切话。
Even when there's nothing, God can make something out of nothing.
即使是那没有存在的东西，神就有办法让它存在。
So imagine if God has that power, what else can He not do?
我们可以想象神都有那种能力的，他有什么他不能做的。
Let's look at the second instance that God said something.
我们来看第二个例子。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪第二章
Verse 16.
第十六节，创世纪第二章十六节。
And verse 17.
十六节和十七节，主神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God created Adam.
神创造了亚当。
Adam is his son.
亚当是神的儿子。
God told Adam, you can eat anything here.
神告诉亚当说，你在这个地方可以吃任何的东西。
However, there's one tree, one fruit you cannot eat.
但是有一个树的果子你不可以吃。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那你吃的日子你一定会死。
Sometimes being a parent, we all experience that sometimes our kids are naughty.
有时候我们当为父母的，我们知道我们的孩子们有时候很顽皮。
We warn our kids, if you do this, I will punish you.
我们就警告他说，你如果这样子做啊，那我会惩罚你。
Sometimes, parents say, if you do this, I will forsake you.
啊，有时候啊，甚至于说，你如果这样子做，我就要抛弃你。
But we never fulfill what we said.
那当然，我们绝对不会来做我们所说的话。
But God here says something more severe than forsaking.
这边神所说的比要抛弃还更严重。
God said to Adam, his own son, if you eat it, you shall surely die.
神告诉他的儿子亚当说，你吃的日子必定死。
And Adam, being like many, kids, he wanted to see if that's indeed true.
所以亚当好像孩子一样，他想说试试看看这是不是真的。
And truly, the day he ate of it, he so died.
结果真的，那天他吃的那一天，他的灵魂死了。
So God's word surpassed relationship.
所以神的话超乎了这互相的关系。
Sometimes we always think that, oh, I'm so close with God. I know God. God wouldn't do such thing to me.
有时候我们觉得我们很亲近神，我认识神，所以神不会这样子的向我来做。
But we need to understand in the Bible, every single word.God said it, God would do it.
但是我们要知道，圣经所记载的话，神既说了，神一定会做。
So we there's a need for us to really to examine the word of God.
所以我们有这个必要来查考神的话。
Let's look at the third incident.
那我们来看第三个例子。
Please, Genesis chapter 6. Please read.
创世纪第六章。
Please look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
创世纪第六章十七节和十八节，十七节，看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下，凡地上有血肉有气息的活物无一不死。第十八节
，verse 18，
我却要与你立约，你同你的妻和你的儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。
Let's jump to chapter 7 verse 12。
我们看第七章第十二节，四时昼夜降大雨在地上。
At that time, many people had committed sins.
当那个时代，很多人犯罪。
God was very, very, very sad.
那神就很伤心。
So God decided that He will destroy the world.
所以神决定说，他要来毁灭世界。
He told Noah, a righteous person, saying that you shall build an ark.
他告诉挪亚这个义人说，你要去造一个方舟。
You shall bring animal to the ark, and also shall prepare food, and also anybody believe the message shall also go into the ark.
那你要你要把这些动物带进来然后相信你的人也让他进来，那在方舟里面的人都要得救。
Noah preached the message and built the ark. It takes about 100 years.
所以挪亚就这样子的造方舟来传这个讯息这样过了一百年。
After the ark is finished, God sent water and flooded the earth.
当方舟建筑完毕的时候，神使洪水泛滥在地上。
At that time, there are only 8 people who entered into the ark.
在当时只有八个人进入这个方舟。
We can imagine that at that time there were so many people in the world.
我们可以想象，知道说那个时候在世界上一定有很多很多的人。
And 8 people is just a very, very small percentage of the population at that time.
那八个人真的是在那个时候很少的少数的部分，少数很少数的人在那个时代。
But we can see that when God said it, it doesn't matter how many people believed.
所以我们可以看到说，当神说了，不管多少人来相信神的话。
It doesn't matter if they're minority or majority.
不管是少数的还是多数的。
God will do it.
神必定会执行。
We know that in U.S., this government is run by democracy.
我们知道在美国这个地方，我们是用民主来维持我们的社会。
Many things are decided by majority, what is right and what is wrong.
很多的事情都是由多数的票数来做决定。
Not long about several years ago.
所以在几年前。
There was a large denomination.
有一个蛮大的宗教的派系。
They voted to see whether a homosexual person can be a bishop or not.
他们来投票决定说，到底同性恋的人是否可以当教会的主教。
长老。
长老。
And they passed it.
结果他们通过了。
Also, a couple years ago, there was a church.
那几年前又有一个教会,
they decided that whether they should abolish the seventh commandment or not.
他们来决定说是不是要来废取第七诫。
Because they discovered that in their congregation, there's so many people have violated the seventh commandment, do not commit adultery.
他们发现在他们的会众里面有很多的人，他们都犯了第七诫，就是不可犯奸淫。
And so they voted and was passed.
结果他们投票，那也通过了。
Yes, people have seemed to become abolish God's word.
结果看起来好像人能够来除掉就是神的话。
But the thing is, God is still going to use His word to judge people at the last day.
但是神还是要用他的话，在末日的时候来审判我们所有的人。
So God's word surpass. How many people believe him?
所以神的话，超过不管是多少人来相信他。
God's word is not affected by majority or minority.
神的话不是被多数还是少数的人来受影响。
So from these three examples, we know what is absolute.
所以从这三个例子，我们可以看出来什么是绝对的。
And Jesus also said that there's one more thing that in the last day it shall be fulfilled.
那主耶稣也告诉我们说，在末世有一件事情一定会成就。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们来看马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 30.
马太福音的24章第30节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 30.
马太福音24章30节。
And also verse 31.
30节和31节。30节，那时人子的兆头要显在地，天上，地上的万族都要。 都要哀哭，他们看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。第31节，他们要差遣使者用号筒的大声，将他们的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都招聚来了。
Let's jump to verse 35.
我们来读35节，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。Jesus
promised to those who believe him, saying that he will come back again.
所以主耶稣告诉那相信他的人说他再会一次要再回来。When
he comes, he will appear in heaven.
当他再一次回来的时候，他会在天上显现。And
he will let all the people of the world able to see him.
他能够使四方四国的人都能够看到他。He
also prophesies that at that time when people saw him, people shall cry.
他也预言说，当人看到他的时候，他们会哀哭。This
is the promise that Jesus said.
这个是神主耶稣的应许。On
verse 35, Jesus said His word shall be surely established.
那35节说，他的话一定不会废去的，都要成就。So
today, we all waiting for Jesus Christ to come again.
所以今天我们每一个人都在等候主耶稣的再次的再临。
When he comes, he shall judge the world.
当他再临的时候，就是他审判众人的时候。
And Jesus also in the Bible tells us when he comes, there are several criteria that he's going to use to judge the people of the world.
那主耶稣也告诉我们，他再来的时候，他用很多的这些标准来审判世界。
So today I'd like to share with you three of them.
那今天我想跟大家来谈三点。
So that we may be aware of them and equip ourselves for it.
所以我们能够来准备自己来迎接他的来临。
First criteria.
第一个条件。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音12章。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36.
马太福音12章36节。
And verse 37.
36节和37节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37.
马太福音十二章三十六节，三十七节，三十六节，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。三十七节，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。Here
we can see Jesus say in the last day at the judgment day, God shall judge us with every single word that we said.
这边告诉我们，神在最后一日就是会审判我们所说的每一句话。
Are we ready for it?
哇，我们准备好了吗？
About a couple years ago, I read an article.
几年前我读到这一篇文章。
It was the conversation between Nixon and Billy Graham.
是这个Nixon总统跟Billy Graham的谈话。
Because President Nixon recorded everything that he said in his office.
那因为这个 Nixon 他所说的每句话 他都把自己的话录下来。
Later on, Congress realized that he recorded everything. They requested all those tapes, all those tapes that been recorded, given to them.
所以这个美国议会就知道他有录下来, 所以就把要求把这些 录音带都 给他拿去。
And when President Nixon passed away, Congress released the tapes to people to hear.
那当 Nixon 总统他过世的时候, 这议会就把这些 录音带 开放给公众。
But there were many people, they conversed with the president, the secret things, but then it was also revealed, and those people are still alive.
但是很多人他们跟总统讲很 隐秘的话, 但是他们还活着, 但是已经被公开了。
So what happened is Billy Graham is one of them.
结果这个 Billy Graham 也是其中之一。
He apologized to people.
他向众人道歉。
He said that he didn't mean to.
他说他 不是故意这样子说。
Hopefully that what he did, what he said, most of the time has proven that what he has said to President Nixon is to be false.
所以他盼望说他所说的他所做的 大部分的能够来证明说他对于 Nixon 总统所讲的不是真实的。
So what did Nixon and Billy Graham had conversed secretly?
所以到底这个 Nixon 总统和 Billy Graham 他们所谈的是有关乎什么？
They were talking about they talking against Jews.
他们在讨论 就是有关乎犹太人。
They feel that the Jews had led this country into the drain.
他们认为说这些犹太人 使得整个国家往下掉。
Billy Graham was saying to Nixon, so next time when you become president, you can do something to them.
所以 Billy Graham 就跟这个 Nixon 总统说， 你当你成为总统的时候， 你可以怎么样 做些什么事。
And Nixon said, don't tell this to anyone.
就这个 Nixon 总统说， 那你不可以跟任何人讲。
But then everybody knows about it.
当然所有的人都知道了。
So I'm sure that Billy Graham feel very embarrassed about it.
当然 Billy Graham 他一定觉得 自己很丢脸很羞耻。
I'm sure that, well, let's not worry about Billy Graham. I think we should worry about ourselves.
所以我们不需要帮他担心的, 我们只需要担心我们自己。
We pretty much like same as him. I said many things that we're not supposed to say.
我们或许跟他一样, 我们说了很多, 我们不应该说的话。
But what's most scary is not just what we said.
但是更可怕的不是只是我们所说的话。
It's also what we think.
也是我们的思想思考。
What we think in our heart, what we think in our mind is also being recorded.
我们的思想也是 被录下来的。
A good example of it is me, myself.
就像我举个例子, 像我来说。
At age 16.
在16岁, 我16岁的时候。
God showed me a vision.
神让我看了一个意象。
God showed me everything that I did, I said, and what I think.
让我看到说我以前所有所想所做所说的一切 让我看到了。
I remember that when I was so young, I forgot about what I did, and God showed it to me what I did.
我记得 我很小的时候做错事, 我已经忘记了, 但是神 让我看到。
This is not recall, try to remember back. It was I saw myself being recorded. Even my whole body, even my back was recorded.
这个不是只是我的记忆我的回想，而是我看到了我自己，我也看到我自己的背后。
And also when I do bad things, I always look left and right to make sure that nobody watch me.
而且我当做坏事的时候，有时候会左右看一下，来考证说旁边都没有人。
To this day, I still recall God showed me the screen, okay, that I was looking left and right. Nobody knows. Only I knows. And I was recorded it.
那到今天我还记得说，神给我看到那一幕，就是我看左看右都没有人，我想没有人知道，但是其实神知道。I
was speechless.
我就没有话说。
And what's most scary is, I even saw myself when I do certain things. What was my motive? What was I thinking? How much hatred? How much bad thoughts I have?
那更可怕的是，我看到说，当我做不好事的时候，我的动机是什么？我的思考是什么？我里面怀恨的是什么？
And I say to myself when I saw all these things, I say, hey, that's right. That's what I did, what I think, how I feel.
所以我看到我就告诉自己说真的那个时候就是我这样子想那样子的做。
I don't know how to describe it to you. That screen, right, was more vivid than, more realistic than TV that we have.
我没有办法怎么样来描述但是我能告诉你就是我所看到的那一幕真的就是比我们的现在的电视更真实。
When I see the screen, I can see myself, my heart, what I was thinking about.
我看到的时候，我能够知道看到我那时候心里的感觉想法是什么。
And I had nothing to say to defend myself.
那我当然对我所做的没有什么能够来辩护的。
All I know is I'm guilty.
我只能说我真的是犯罪了。
But God had tells this ahead of time so that we can prepare.God has provided us way so that our sins may be forgiven.
但是神告诉我们，先告诉我们，所以我们能够来做准备怎么样来面对这些。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse
37. 使徒行传第二章三十七节。
To verse 39.
三十七节到三十九节众人听见这话觉得扎心就对彼得和其余的使徒说弟兄们我们当怎么样行三十八节
Verse 38.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣的名受洗叫你们罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵三十九节
Verse 39.
因为这应许是给你们和你们儿女并一切在远方的人就是我们主我们神所召来的
These Jews had heard Peter's preaching.
这些犹太人听到彼得的讲道
they knew that they have done wrong.
他们知道他们做错了
So they asked Peter, what shall we do, brothers?
他们就问彼得说 我们当怎么样做呢
Peter told them that they should be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin.
彼得就告诉他们说你们要奉主耶稣的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦
Today, this is the way to salvation.
那今天这个就是得救的道路
So when we have committed sin, we need to believe and then be baptizedto wash our sins away.
所以当我们做错犯罪的的事情我们需要来悔改接受洗礼然后能够使我们的罪得赦。
Become a child of God.
我们来成为神的儿女。
And from that time onward, when we commit sin, we can ask God also to forgive our sins.
从那时候开始当我们还做错事的时候我们能够请求神来原谅我们的过错。
But we also need to have the power of the Holy Spirit to constrain our thinking.
但是我们也需要圣灵的力量来帮助我们来控制我们的思考
Can we control our thinking?
我们有办法控制我们自己的思考吗
We all experience that Don't worry about it
有时候我们常常想说不要去担心
But we keep worry about it
但是我们还是一直会担心
Sometimes say don't think about it This is evil which I'm not supposed to think about evil things
有时候我们觉得是邪恶的事情我们说不要去想不要想这些邪恶的事。
But we cannot control our desires.
但是我们没有办法控制我们 的情绪。
If we can control our desires, and then I'm sure that there will be peace to earth.
我们如果有办法来控制我们的欲望那我想我们的地球一定会是太平的。
Because everybody able to control their hatred, their lust.
因为每一个人都有办法来控制他们的恨还是他们 的欲望。
And also their jealousy.
还是他们的嫉妒。
And their greediness.
还是他们的贪心。
But we experience, we cannot, we like to, but we cannot control our thoughts.
但是我们很想要来控制我们的思想，但是很多时候没有办法。
But that's why Peter preached to them, besides baptize, that they also need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
这就是因为为什么彼得会告诉他们你们要受洗，然后还要来领受圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit can empower us.To control our mind, our thoughts.
因为圣灵能够来帮助我们来控制我们的思想。
Later, we'll talk more about the power of the Holy Spirit.
以后我们会再继续讲到圣灵的能力的。
So that when we have Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit, we can able to live a righteous life.
所以当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们就能够活出一个充满义的生活。
So that we are prepared to meet God at the judgment day.
这样子，我们就有办法准备自己。在审判的时候来面对神。
This is the first criteria that God will use to judge us and judge everybody in the world.
这个是神用的第一个标准要来审判我们世界上所有的人。
Let's look at second criteria.
那这个第二个标准。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的12章,
verse 47 and 48.
第47节,
Luke chapter 12, verse 47 and 48.
路加福音12章47节和48节，47节， 仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行， 那仆人必多受责打。 48节， 唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事， 必少受责打， 因为多给谁的，就向谁多取。 多托谁的就向谁多要。
Here is required the second criteria that God would use to judge the human beings.
所以这个是第二个神用的标准来审判世界上的人。
I'm one of them too.
那当然我也是其中之一。
So when I'm telling you, I'm also telling to myself.
所以当我告诉你这个，我也是在告诉我自己。
It's very dreadful.
这个是很可怕的。
God is more fair than we ever think.
神是真的是比我们想象中的来更公平。
God said, to whom more is given, more will be required of him.
主说向谁多给就向谁多收。
So what have we received from God?
所以我们向神, 接受了什么?
If we have received more money from God,
我们如果向神多接受了, 一些钱财,
at the judgment day, God's going to ask us, Where do we spend his money?
在审判之日, 神会问我们说, 你是怎么样来花你的钱?
Well, how do we spend his money? God's money.
你是怎么样来花神给你的钱?
So if we have little wealth, we are blessed because there's only little account we had to give to God.
当然我们如果很少钱的时候, 我们就不需要向神报告那么多。
But if we have a lot of wealth, we need to spend it wisely.
但是我们如果很多钱的时候, 我们真的是要有智慧来花钱。
Also, God gave us some people many talents.
那神也给我们很多人, 我们都有很多不同的恩赐。
God gave people the gift of play piano well.
很多人他们有办法弹很好的钢琴。
And some people are given with the gift to love people more.
有的人, 有更多的爱心, 能够爱很多的人。
God also gives certain people a lot of knowledge to serve other people.
神有时候会给一些人很多的知识, 所以他们能够来帮助其他的人。
So the more talents we have, God is going to require more of us, asking us, where do we spend our talents on?
所以我们如果有更多的能力, 神要问我们说, 你把那些能力花费在什么事情上?
Is spent on people, on God, or is only on ourselves?
我们是, 为人, 还是为神来做这些事, 还是只是为我们自己做事?
Another thing that God gave us is time, life.
还有一项神给我们的, 就是我们的时间, 我们的生命。
More time we have, God is going to ask, where do we spend our time?
我们如果有很多时间, 神会问我们说, 你时间是怎么花的?
So we need to prepare all these.
所以我们都要在这方面做准备。
Everybody has received different portion from God.
我们每一个人从神都得到了不同的分量。
But God anticipates that how much he gives us to us, he anticipates there will be certain portion should be returned back to him.
所以神, 已经告诉我们说, 他给我们多少, 有一部分就是要, 归回他。
Another thing that we receive from God is the message of God, the sermons.
另外, 一个我们说向神, 从神得到的就是神的讯息。 神的福音,
the more we hear, God anticipates that more we do.
我们听到了更多, 我们就要做得更多。
That's naturally true, right? Because God gave us more, so we know more truth. He anticipates that we should do more truth.
这个是很自然的, 因为神给我们, 听到很多, 所以当我们就要做得更多。
Also, God gave us opportunity.
而且神会给我们机会。
The more opportunity that he gave us, the more he anticipates that we should use them.
神如果给我们更多的机会, 神也会, 想说我们, 有更多回报他的机会。
What kind of opportunity?
什么种机会呢?
Thanks to the grace of God, today, because of technology, there's almost a Bible, there's people, almost everybody have a Bible in the house.
那感谢神, 今天因为科技的发达, 所以每个人家中可能都有一本圣经。
If you don't have one, you can buy it for maybe less than $5 a Bible.
如果你没有一本圣经, 其实不用5块钱就买得到一本圣经。
So that's the opportunity that we have every day able to read the Word of God.
所以这个是神给我们的机会, 每一天都有人机会 能够来读神的话。
2000 years ago, Bible is not popular.
2000年前, 这圣经可能不畅销。
People had to be real, real rich to buy scripture, I mean, but the Bible, but written in sheepskin, written on the sheepskin.
那很多人那时候要来读神的话的时候, 他们需要花钱, 很有钱人才有办法买到这个, 这个章, 神的话, 写在羊皮上, 能够来阅读神的话。
So God will require more of us, like, today than those people 2,000 years ago.
所以今天神一定会期待我们更多的人能够有办法来读他的话，比于几千年前。
And today God gave us many chances to repent.
那今天神也给我们很多机会来悔改。
God anticipates that we also grasp the opportunity to repent.
神也一定期待说我们会把握机会来悔改。
And also God has given us power.
而且神给我们有能力。
The power to teach our children.
有能力来教导我们的孩子。
The power to make decisions for our community, for our families, for the people around us, and also for the church.
有能力来为我们的家庭，我们的周围的人，还是为我们教会来做一些决定。
God is going to also require more from us. How do we make our decisions?
那神也一定有期待说我们要怎么样来做这些决定。
So we can see that this verse really show God is more just than we ever think.
所以这边告诉我们，我们真的神比我们想象中的还要公平。
Sometimes we say, "Where is God? How come God is not fair?"
有时候我们想说，神到底在哪里？神真的很不公平。
How come God granted some people some wealth and some, you know, high IQ?
哎，为什么神给有些人很有钱，有些人很聪明
？Also, how come God gave some people some opportunity and I don't have much opportunity?
还是神给一些人很多的机会，但是我却没有什么机会。
But all these, God, we see that God will require from each one of us.
但是这边神对于他所给予的都有一些期盼。
Okay. So we need to prepare ourselves.
所以我们需要来做准备。
Bible said, Jesus said that the second death is fire never quench, worms never die.
因为圣经告诉我们，主耶稣说，这个第二次的死是火不灭，从不死的地方。
Do we know how bad that is?
我们可以想象那是多么可怕的地方吗？
Where can we see worms? Where can we see worms?
我们在哪边可以看到虫呢？
There's one place in coffin.
有一个地方就是这个棺木里面。
We know that when people die, after a while, they're filled with worms.
我们知道当人死的时候，过一阵子，真的里面很多的虫。
The worms try to describe what is death.
所以这些虫来告诉我们说，到底什么是死。
There was isolation.
就是被隔开。
This blackness.
黑暗的。
And people can actually in hell can see worms eat them up.
在地狱里面，人会经验到虫把他们这样吃掉。And
there's no hope, there's no life.
那你没有盼望，那你也没有生命。There's
no grace, there's no love.
那边没有恩典，也没有爱。There's
no mercy over there.
那边没有怜悯。Was
eternal condemnation.
那边是永远的受刑罚。
Are we ready for that kind of life?
我们是否要来体验那种的生命吗？
Jesus said there is such a life, and there will be.
主耶稣说有那一种的地方，那真的那有那一个地方。
Also, Jesus said that place fire never quench.
所以那个地方火是不会灭的。
We know that fire burns out everything.
我们知道火把所有的事情都会，所有的东西都会烧灭。
And we experience that how it feels to be burned by fire when our hands touch the stove.
我们可能会体验到，我们当被火烧的时候，碰到炉的时候，那种感觉是怎么样
？So it's a place of torment.
那个是一个受痛苦的地方。
Jesus loves us very much.
真的，主耶稣很爱我们。
So he tells us, his criteria, a judgment ahead of time.
所以他首先就先来告诉我们，他要审判我们的标准。
So that we can be prepared.
是吧？所以我们能够来做准备。
And we discovered that, yes, we know much, but we cannot do a lot.
但是我们也发现到说，我们真的知道很多，但是却做不出很多。
Because we're lacking power to do them.
因为我们缺少力量来做。
That's why God sent Holy Spirit to us.
所以神才会这样告诉我们。
That's why God sent Holy Spirit to us.
所以神才会给送赐用赐给我们圣灵。
To give us power to do it.
给我们有力量能够来行出来。
So we need to really pray for Holy Spirit and be filled with Holy Spirit.
所以我们要来祈求圣灵祈求圣灵的充满。
So this is second criteria.
所以这个是第二个标准。
Let's look at third criteria.
我们来看第三个标准。
That God will use to judge the mankind.
神会用这个标准来审判。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 18.
在马太福音的十八章。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 35.
马太福音十八章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 35.
马太福音十八章三十五节你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们的。
Jesus told us that we need to forgive our brothers from the bottom of our hearts.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们要从我们的心底来饶恕我们的弟兄们。
Jesus told a parable to illustrate this.
主耶稣就告诉我们这样子的一个比喻。
From verse 23 onward, all the way to 34.
从二十三节到三十四节。
In this parable, Jesus said that there was a servant owed the master a lot of money.
这个比喻里面，主耶稣说到有一个仆人，他欠了这个王好多好多的钱。
More than he can ever pay back.
是他一生没有办法偿还的。
So the master was going to punish him and send him to jail.To pay back.
所以这个主人就要把他送到这个监狱里面，所以他能够偿还。
And the servant begged the master and said, "Please have patience on me. I will pay you back."
那这个主人就求他的这个、仆人就求他的主人说：“求你宽容我吧。
”Verse 27, the master forgave all his debts because the master had compassion on him.
结果二十七节，这个主人动了慈心把他释放了且免了他的债。
Verse 28, this servant found another fellow servant of his who owed him only 10 days' wages.
28节，这个仆人出来看到一个同伴只欠他差不多10天工价的钱。
And this servant choked his fellow servant and said, "Pay me back."
所以这个仆人就求助那个同伴说，你一定要还我的钱。
And pretty much this fellow servant said the words that he said previously.Say, "Oh, have patience with me. I'll pay you back."
所以这个同伴就央求他告诉，就像他告诉他主人一样，说宽容我吧，我一定会偿还。
But then this servant refused to.
但是这个仆人却不愿意。
He sent him to jail.
就把他下监了。
And there are some other servants saw this event and told the master.
结果他的同伴看见了，就告诉他的主人。
And the master called him over.
这个主人就叫他来。
On verse 32.
第三十二节。
It says.You wicked servant, I forgive you all that debt because you begged me. Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have pity on you?
主人叫他来对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我就把你所欠的债都免了，你不应该怜恤你的同伴，向我怜恤你吗？
And so the master changed his mind and asked the servant to pay back everything that he owed.
所以主人就大怒，叫他要把所有的债都还清。
So from this story, we learn that if we have received mercy from God,
所以这个故事告诉我们，我们如果从神那边得到怜悯，
God expects us to show the same mercy to other people, just as He has shown mercy to us.
那神也一定会。要我们同样的来饶恕其他的人。
And completely, not one day wages still left. Completely.
而且是完全的，而不是还留就是一天的工价，还是要他偿还。
There was a story goes like this.
有一个故事这样子讲。
There was a customer always go to soybean milk restaurant to eat bread there and soybean milk there.
有一个人常常会去一个店，就是喝豆浆，然后吃烧饼。
And this customer is a very, very shrewd, and also very, very stingy.
那这一个客人他很吝啬，他很 也很厉害。
He always tried to, okay, spend $1, but want to get $2 stuff back.
他常常想花一块钱，但是却要去拿到两块钱的东西。
So whenever he ordered this soybean milk,
所以当他就是叫这个豆浆的时候，
he would drink almost everything.
他会几乎把整碗都快喝完了。
And then he would tell the owner, you know what, this soybean is no good, give me another one.
他就会告诉这个主人说，这个豆浆不好，你再给我另外一碗。
Maybe it's not because it's not fresh enough.
他会说这个不够新鲜。
Maybe it's too sweet.
还是太甜了。
So anyway, he gives all kind of reasons, so he gets another bowl.
所以他会用所有的不同的理由，就会得到另外一碗。
So he did that for 3 years.
这样子持续三年。
And he got this terminal illness.
结果他得了一个必死的病。
And before he died,
在他死之前,
he felt guilty that he had cheated, he had robbed, take advantage of this restaurant owner.
他感觉对于这个豆浆店的这个主人，他觉得很内疚。
So he told his son, say, please invite this restaurant owner to come to my house.
所以他就说，那邀请这个主人来他的家里。
And he wanted to apologize to this restaurant owner.
他要向这个店的主人向他道歉。
And so the restaurant owner came and listened to his apology.
结果这个主人就来听他向他的道歉。
And after the restaurant owner heard it, he also felt very guilty.
那这个主人听到了之后，店主听到之后，他还感觉很不好意思。
So he said to the customer, say, I also have something to tell you. Please also forgive me.
他就跟他说，我有一些事情想要告诉你，那你也一定要原谅我。
Because whenever I give you the second bowl of soybean milk,
因为当我每次给你第二碗的豆浆的时候，
You know what? There was so much hatred in my heart.
你知道吗? 因为那时候我真的很讨厌你。
You always take advantage of me.
因为你每次都要来这样子来欺诈我。
So before I give you the soybean milk, I spit into it.
所以每次当我这个给你豆浆的时候， 我都往里面吐一口痰。
And when this customer heard it,
所以这个客人他这样听到，
He was very, very upset.
他就真的很生气。
What?
怎么这样子？
Are you telling me I have been drinking 3 years of your saliva?
你告诉我说我这三年里面都是喝你吐过痰的这个豆浆吗？
I cannot forgive you.
那我没有办法原谅你。
I will always remember it.
我一定会都把你记住。
And then when he finished it, he died.
他讲完这话他就死了。
Can he go to heaven?
你想他这个人有办法去天国吗？
I think it's very doubtful.
可能很困难吧。
So in our life, yes, we always want people to be kind to us, be forgiving.
真的在我们的生命里面，我们都要别人给我们有怜悯，对我们好。
But do we do the same thing back to people?
但是我们是否像其他的人也有同样的待遇？
Sometimes we want people to forgive us, but we're not willing to forgive others.
有时候我们要别人来原谅我们，我们却不愿意去原谅别人。
Is it easy to forgive people?
那来原谅别人是容易做的吗？
Especially those people who have real hurt us.
尤其是对于那些真的有伤害我们那些的人。
Can we forgive them easily?
我们有办法真正的来原谅他们吗？
If we try ourselves, we cannot do it.
我们如果自己的来尝试，我们真的绝对没有办法。
We would like to forgive, but we cannot forgive.
当然我们很希望我们能够来原谅别人，但是我们没有办法原谅他们。
I'd like to share with you a couple of stories, the power of the Holy Spirit.
我想跟大家分享一些就是圣灵有关圣灵力量的见证。
We have a preacher Vuti.
我们知道我们这个Vuti传道。
He testified that shortly after he had received Holy Spirit.
他曾见证说，他当他得到圣灵不久之后，
And he was filled with Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
He went to work.
他去工作。
He discovered that there was one person in the company is detestable in the past.
他感觉以前他的同事有一个真的是很讨厌的人。
Because that colleague of his is always talk, don't do anything.
因为那个同事他只是都会讲话，但是他都不做任何事情。
And also not cooperative.
而且他不是不跟别人合作。
always create trouble for people.
他常常造成别人的困扰。
So wherever he see him, you know, just reminded him of all those things that he did.
所以当他看到这个人的时候，就会回想说他那个人所做的事情。
But he testified miraculously when you feel with Holy Spirit, when he see him, see his colleague, he discovered that he's cute.
但是很奇妙的就是当他受圣灵充满，他回去再看到那个同事的时候，他怎么觉得他其实也蛮可爱的。
He doesn't feel hatred. He doesn't dislike him.
他不在于感觉他很讨厌，不喜欢他。
I'm sure that his colleague did not change.
我知道这个同事一定他没有改变。
What changed is himself.
改变的是这个物体他自己。
So Holy Spirit can change a person.
所以圣灵有办法来改变那个人。
We also have a sister testify.
我们有一个姐妹这样做见证。
Before she come to believe, she said that when she was very young, her mother was actually is very strict, even to the point of abusing her.
所以他告诉大家说，他小时候很小的时候，他母亲有时候会就是会对他做出就是很不好的事。
And she said that she cannot forgive her.
他就说他其实他没有办法原谅他的母亲。
And she came to believe.
但是后来他来相信主。
And she know a lot about truth.
他学习了很多真理。
And she know that she need to forgive.
他知道他需要来原谅他的母亲。
And only when she forgive, she also can receive freedom.
只有他原谅他的母亲，他就才有办法得到自由。
But she wants to, but she cannot.
他很想，但是他没有办法。
So you want a prayer, she really, really pray hard.
所以他祷告的时候，他很认真的祷告。
She tell God, say, God, I can't do it.
他就祈求神说，神啊，我没有办法做到。
Please help me.
请你帮助我。
Suddenly, she said that she experienced that God took that hatred, that kind of displeasing thing, that kind of thing in her heart, just took away.
结果忽然间他就发现到说，神把他里面那种恨那种恨恶的那种感觉完全拿走了。
And she testified, "Say, really? Is it gone?"
所以他在见证的时候，他说："真的吗？真的就不见了吗？"
And so she, okay, let me think. Let me hate again. Huh? Let me try to think about how to grab it back.
所以他就想说，我再来思考，回想一下，到底怎么样来恨我的讨厌我的母亲。
But she feel like the hatred is gone. She can recall, but she doesn't feel any hatred anymore.
但是他感觉说这个恨这个恨已经不见了，因为他能够回想，但是他再也不来，没有去恨他的母亲。
This is a miraculous supernatural power that did it.
那这个是一个超乎自然是一个神迹所产生的。
There was also another sister she testified.
那还有另外一个姐妹，她也这样子见证。
That when she was young.In the past, before she came to believe, her stepfather also abused her.
当她小的时候，在还没有信主之前，她的养父也都会
欺负她。Also did something very mean to her.
也会对她很凶。
And she also have a difficulty to forgive him.
所以她也发现她没有办法原谅他。
And same thing, she also pray to God and pray real hard, ask God to help her.
所以同样的，他也很认真的祷告，求神来帮助他。
And she surrendered herself, saying to God, "God, I cannot do it."
他就向神完全投降，向神投降，说我没有办法做任何的事。
And she also experienced what the sister experienced. Suddenly, God took it away.
他也像他前面那个姐妹一样，真的神就把他的恨从他心里拿掉。
She feel free.
他就感觉他得自由了。
She feel happy.
他感觉很高兴。
Don't we want that?
我们不盼望我们得到这些吗
？But this only can be done by the power of Holy Spirit.
但是这些我们能够成就这些，就是要借着圣灵的能力。
So today, we need to forgive people from the bottom of our hearts.
所以今天我们要从我们的内心真正来原谅别人。
So today we have mentioned what is absolute.
所以今天我们提到一些什么是绝对的。
God has absolute power to do whatever he said that he would do.
神有绝对的能力能够来做他所说的一切事。
God's word surpass relationship.
那神的话是超乎 我们互相的关系。
God's word surpass majority.
神的话也超乎多数。
And we also talk about God said that he will come again.
我们也谈到说，主耶稣说他一定会再一次来临。
We mentioned about three criteria that we need to prepare ourselves to meet God.
谈到有三个标准，我们需要来知道，当我们来面对神。
God will judge everything that we say and think.
首先，神会来审判我们所想所说的一切事。
And second, God will judge whatever he gave it to us, he will going to say, where did it go? How do you spend it?
第二,
How do we spend it?
第二，神会用这样的标准来审判我们，说我们神所给予我们的，我们是怎么样的去用。
And the third is, God forgive us. Are we able to forget others?
那第三就是神已经原谅了我们，我们有办法原谅别人吗？
And all these things require the power of the Holy Spirit.
那这些所有的都是需要圣灵的能力来帮助我们。
So what is Holy Spirit?
所以什么是圣灵？
Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
And how did Holy Spirit can come upon us?
那圣灵要怎么样能够来临到我们？
Please turn to Luke chapter 11.
我们看路加福音11章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音11章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音11章
verse
13 第13节
Luke chapter 11 verse 13
路加福音11章13节 你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
This is what Jesus said. God will definitely give us the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
这个是主耶稣所讲神会将圣灵给求他的人。
If we believe it, we pray.
我们如果相信，然后我们祷告。
We had to pray, believing that God will fulfill His promise. We keep praying, no doubt.
我们需要相信神一定会照着他的应许，我们不灰心的一直来祈求。
So if we have a great desire for it, God will give it to us.
如果我们有很想要的心，神一定会赐给我们。
Because God is willing to deal with the humble, with the lowly.
因为神愿意赐给那些谦卑。
But if we pray for Holy Spirit and say, God, you know, I'm not quite sure if I want it.
但是我们如果祈求圣灵，我们向神说，神啊，但是我不知道我是不是真的很想得到圣灵。
Or if you give, it's fine. If you don't give it, it's fine too.
还是我们向神说，你给也好，不给也好。
It's really hard to receive Holy Spirit in that way.
这样子的话，很难来能够得到圣灵。
I'd like to tell you how I pray for Holy Spirit.
我向大家分享一下我怎么样来求圣灵。
I pray as if there was no tomorrow.
我那时候祷告好像就是没有明天一样的这样子认真祷告。
I pray that if tonight I pass away.
我祷告说，如果今天我死了。
I got to pray. This is my last prayer.
如果今天死了，这个是我最后一次的祷告。
Because I do not know if I will live till tomorrow.
因为我不知道我真的有没有办法活到明天。
So I pray as there's no tomorrow, and that's how I pray for Holy Spirit.
所以我祷告的时候就好像祷告没有明天一般，就这样子来祈求圣灵。
Thanks to the grace of God, about 2 days, God gave me the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢神的恩典，这样经过2天之后，神真的赐给我他的圣灵。
One time, there's a youth invited an elderly person from nearby his house to come to our evangelical service.
有一次有一个青年邀请一个年长的人来参加我们教会的聚会。
And the young person said to him,
那这个年轻人告诉他,
Uncle, pray hard, okay?
这个伯伯啊，你就要认真祷告。
We'll pray for you too.
我们一定会也会帮你祷告。
And so in the middle of the prayer, this young brother opened his eyes, and he realized, how come this elderly person disappeared?
所以这祷告中间，这个年轻人他就把眼睛张开，怎么发现这个老伯伯怎么不见了？
So he went out to look for him.
所以他就走出去去要找这个老人。
And this young brother find this elderly person sitting outside the chapel.
所以他就发现这个老伯伯坐在这个教会的外面。
And the elderly person would go like this. was fanning himself.
所以这个老伯伯就这样子的来善他自己。
And so the young brother said, "What are you doing here?"
所以这个年轻人就问这个老伯伯说，你在这里做什么？
"Oh, it's too hot in there. People are sweating, so I come out and to cool myself."
他说里面太热了，大家都在流汗，所以我走出来这边可以凉一点。
He didn't receive Holy Spirit at that time.
所以当然那个时候这个人没有得到圣灵。
People will pray for you, but the problem is if we don't pray for ourselves, we don't want it. God will not give it to us.
当然别人会帮我们祷告，但是我们如果自己不想得到，神也不会给我们。
If we don't want to be filled with Holy Spirit, God will not give it to us.
神，如果我们自己不想得到圣灵，神也不会赐给我们圣灵。
If we don't want to draw closer to God, God will not come near to us.
如果我们自己不想来更亲近神，神也不会要来亲近我们。
So it's very important that we need to prepare our heart. We need to have the heart to see God, to find out more about Him.
所以我们真的要来准备我们自己的心，来认识我们这位神。
Let us sing Him.
让我们一起来唱诗。
Sing Him 87.
第87首。
There's a great day coming, a great day coming.
We also need
to spend more time to find out what is recorded in the Bible.
我们要花更多的时间来查考什么是记载在圣经里面的事。
Bible has many promises for us.
圣经里面有很多的应许。
Not just judgment criteria.
不只是这个审判的标准。
Many people who seek God with all his heart, they found God and have found how good is the God's word to them.
很多的人很专心的来寻求神，他们发现到神对他们是多么的好。
So I truly hope that our friends can come and experience this living God.
所以真的很盼望我们的朋友一起能够一起来发现到这个慈爱的神。
Prayer is one way we can experience God.
那经过祷告就是我们能够体会到神的一个办法。
Now we're going to pray.
现在我们要祷告。
This is how we pray.
这个是我们的祷告的方法。
If you want to experience the Holy Spirit,
如果你要来体验圣灵,
okay, you're welcome to come up to the front and pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们邀请你能够来到前面来祈求圣灵。
Minister will lay hand upon you to pray for you so that you may receive the Holy Spirit.
我们的传道长职们他们会按手帮我们祷告，所以我们能够得到圣灵。
This is how we pray. We kneel down to show our respect to God.
这个是我们的祷告的做法，我们。 跪下来，因为我们向天上的神祷告。We
close our eyes, close our hands, so we can concentrate.
我们闭起我们的眼睛，我们双手合起来，说我们能够专心。First,
we say, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray."
我们首先说奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。And
repeatedly say, "Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus Christ."
那我们只需要反复的说，就Hallelujah,
赞美主耶稣。Hallelujah is a Hebrew word meaning praise the Lord.
那哈利路亚就是希伯来文，意思就是赞美主的意思。
God always knew what we need.
那神他知道我们所需要的是什么。
We give thanks to Him.
我们只要感谢赞美他。
We praise Him.
我们感谢他。
And also, from the bottom of our heart, we cry out to God, say, "Lord, please have mercy on me. Please forgive me. Please give me your Holy Spirit to me so that I also can practice your word."
那从我们的内心，我们向神求神来怜悯我们，求神赐给我们圣灵，所以我们真正的能够来遵守他的话。
So that I have power to do what I have learned today.
那所以我能够有力量能够来做出我今天所听到的事。
So that I can stand before you at the judgment day.
所以我在审判之日那日，我才有办法站在你面前。
So as we pray with that kind of attitude, surely God will give His Holy Spirit very quickly.
那如果我们能够用这种态度来祷告祈求圣灵，我相信神会赐给我们很快的赐给我们圣灵。
You see, some people pray for Holy Spirit is just to go to heaven.
我们可以看到有些人他们祈求圣灵为的是要进天国。
But that's not good enough.
但是这个不够好。
Because a lot of people receive Holy Spirit and say, I'm finished. There's no need for me to pray real hard because I already have Holy Spirit.
因为很多人他得到圣灵，他们就说，我不用再祷告了，因为我能够进天国了。
This is a misconception.
这个是一个错误的观念。
If we receive Holy Spirit, but our life, our character does not change, we still cannot go to heaven.
如果我们得到圣灵，但是我们的生命没有改变，我们还是没有办法进天国。
The reason that we pray for Holy Spirit is so that we can have power to do what God had tells us to do.
我们要祈求圣灵的原因就是要有力量，能够来遵守神所吩咐我们要做的事。
Have power to forgive.
有力量能够原谅人。
Have power to control our thoughts.
有力量能够控制我们自己的思想。
And have power to love other people.
有力量能够来爱其他的人。
So if we are able to persist to the very end, we shall be safe.
如果我们有办法这样持续的一直到底，我们就得救了。
So let us come to experience the power of Holy Spirit.
我们一起来到前面来体验
圣灵。So anyone who would like to pray for Holy Spirit or have ministry lay hand upon you, please feel welcome.To come, we'll pray for you.
那所以我们真的诚恳的邀请你，如果能够来到前面，一起跪下来祷告，来体验圣灵。
Let's pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.